And thank you for the information on the interference. Anyway, thanks again. And our good friend Karl-Heinz Brattmüller wrote to us the following. Hello, English team of Radio Romania International. In my opinion, the conditions on the 13-meter band were extremely good yesterday, so I was able to receive the indirect waves in addition to the direct remaining backwards emissions of the 172-degree beam of the 21,470 kilohertz, which becomes noticeable as a specific kind of echo when fading occurs. Find an example of sporadic echo in the attached MP3 file. However, this was recorded from SDR-20, but I could recognize it on my location with my Texan S2002. Unfortunately, reception at 11,630 kHz remains significantly worse. In addition to the poor propagation conditions on my location, there is also the channel spacing that is too narrow to another radio station, which is Radio Korea. This is also illustrated on the spectrogram in the attached image file. Unfortunately, the RF level and SNR still remains insufficient for DRM decoding. Nevertheless, let us hope for better reception conditions and, if possible, a transmitter frequency shift some 5 kHz lower. Best DX and many 73s, best regards. Well, Carl, that was an incredibly detailed and very thorough technical report. I have to confess a lot of it is lost on me, but at the same time, it is useful for our technical department. And I'd like to say that we would love to get many more reports from you of this nature. And with this, that is all the time we have for DX Mailbag this week. And happy Romania Day, everyone. So, to everyone out there from Radio Romania International in Bucharest, it's all 73s.
Focus on Romania.
Coming up next on Radio Romania International,